approximately 1998, the city imposed an ordinance that no more than four unrelated people could live in a house. Okay?
I heard about that.
So we fought that all the way to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. You could be four junkies. You could be four drug addicts. You could be four prostitutes.
But students?
No. And particularly the way they drew the ordinance, it only happens to be like within blocks of Muhlenberg. but it was not considered a targeted lesson. So we went all the way to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. We won. And 2 days later, they just changed the ordinance and, you know, didn't target Muhlenberg, but they still had the same thing. And so we were stuck. So the ordinance is still in place. As you'll notice in mile houses, we never have more than four people. Well, a lot of them, no, we can have more than two, actually. That's what it is now. You can have more than two unless they're grandfathered. So about two-thirds of our mile houses are grandfathered with four people. But you'll know some of our, like this big house over here.
Yeah.
At 22nd and Chew.
Huge waste. I've noticed
two.
That.
There's nothing we can do about it. Okay? Because it's in the it's called the overlay district. And the overlay district, if you look at Kent's map and it has red and yellow things around it, it'll make a great picture for you. It's not like a big square. It goes like this, like this, up the street, down the street. It was, I mean, any idiot could see it was targeted right at Muhlenberg.
Where did that come from, members of the community? Why?
It started with the members of the community and the mayor. And at that point, the mayor and the president did not get along.